making strange noises. Ben was a steamboat on the Mississippi River.
"Tingling,"
he said. He was making the noise of the bell on the steamboat.
"Shh, shh,"
he said. He was making the noise of the steam in the engine of the steamboat. Ben was holding a big red apple.
"I'm going swimming,"
Ben said.
"You have to work."
"I'm not working," said Tom. "This isn't work."
"Do you like painting the fence?"
asked Ben. He was surprised. "Yes," said Tom. Tom started to paint again. Sometimes he stopped and looked at the fence. Then he painted again. There was a happy smile on his face. Ben watched him.
"Let me paint the fence,"
he said.
"Nope," said Tom. "It's very difficult to paint a fence."
Ben was not happy. Tom liked painting the fence. So Ben wanted to paint the fence.
"Please let me paint it,"
he said.
"I'll give you some of my apple."
Tom thought for a minute.
"No,"
he replied, and he smiled and started to paint again.
"I'll give you all of my apple,"
said Ben. Tom thought for another minute.
"All right,"
he said. So Tom sat down and started to eat Ben's apple, and Ben started to paint the fence. After an hour, Ben was tired. He gave the bucket of paint and the brush to Tom. Then he went away. He made the noises of a steamboat again.
"Tingling!
Shh!
Shh!"
Then Tom saw another friend, Billy Fisher. Billy was holding a kite.
"Ben was painting your fence,"
said Billy.
"Let me paint your fence."
"Nope," replied Tom. "Lots of boys want to paint my fence, but it's very difficult to paint a fence."
"Oh,"
said Billy.
"Ben gave me his apple,"
said Tom.
"Then he painted the fence."
"I'll give you my kite,"
said Billy. Tom thought for a minute.
"All right,"
he said. So Tom sat down. He was holding Billy's kite, and Billy started to paint the fence. The morning passed. The fence was painted twice. Tom had a kite, a cat, and a long piece of rope. He had a cake, 12 round stones, and a metal door handle. He was happy. He went to speak to Aunt Polly.
"The fence is painted,"
he said.
"And there is no more paint."
Aunt Polly was very surprised.
"You are a good boy, Tom,"
she said. Chapter 3. The Beetle. It was Sunday morning. It was 10:30. Everybody in St. Petersburg was in the church. The church was a small wooden building. Inside the church, there were rows of seats. There were rows of seats on the left-hand side of the church. There were rows of seats on the right-hand side. There was a space, the aisle, in the middle of the church. People walked along the aisle and sat in their seats. The minister stood in front of the rows of seats. He was a very serious man. Every Sunday, the minister said very serious prayers. Every Sunday, the people sang hymns. Then, every Sunday, the minister talked to the people. The minister's talk, his sermon, was always long and very serious. The minister enjoyed his sermons. But many people did not enjoy them. Tom did not enjoy the sermons. Today,